A half dozen artists are sketching, drilling into shells, and laying out designs for found art mobiles in a pretty nice temporary studio space that's down near the Middle Harbor parking lot in downtown Petersburg.
This is a community art project. It's actually one of the first of its kind that the library that we're doing through the library.
Artist Doris Olson is leading the workshops to create a large mobile that will be a permanent installation in the teens' room at the library. Participants in grades 6 right up through adults are building their own mobiles using found natural objects.
And everybody's invited to find found objects to build their mobile out of. And we also have some supplies here and different. We have sticks and moss and bark and shells and feathers and clay and different things that, and paint and other different arrangements that you could make your little mobiles with. And then we're going to arrange all the mobiles on a larger pieces of found Alcom Foundation branches. They're larger branches that they'll all hang out from.
Okay, and that'll be the trick of balancing everything, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It is all about kind of like finding balance, and depending on, you know, everybody's got to balance their own mobiles, and then we got to figure out how to balance those mobiles on like a larger format of a mobile, I guess.
Looks like you have had people sketch out some designs first.
Yeah, I kind of have a worksheet here that kind of shows people different diagrams so they have something to jump off from if they don't have any ideas. So it can anybody from that doesn't even have an idea of what they're doing to somebody who definitely knows what they want to do is welcome to come and do this. And so out of the worksheet, you have different diagrams. And then I was thinking if you didn't know where to start, that you can draw out your diagram, figure out your measurements, and then from there figure out what elements you want to put in there and thinking about how to balance using size and weight and placement.
That's the tricky part, right?
Oh, totally tricky. It's going to be very interesting with all the different variables that goes into individual pieces of artwork into a larger piece. It's going to be quite the journey, I think, and I'm looking forward to it.
The effort is still looking for donations of found natural objects, everything from bones to antlers, shells, glass, driftwood, moss, and feathers. The library's Jessica Iramia is using some of those pieces in her work.
Yeah, I've just started working. I've got this, I'm trying to figure out the spacing right now, how far I want my pieces apart. But Doris, with her diagram here, it's made it pretty step-by-step for me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've got a couple pieces of driftwood there, it looks like.
Yeah, and I'm going to end up incorporating some glass objects in here as well. And this one looks like a bird.
It does. It's very cool. The top one kind of does, too.
Yeah, has that nice shape, a little bit of an S shape to it.
Nearby middle schooler Melanie Chase is also working on her design.
I decided to sketch my mobile before I started on it. I found this speckled piece of wood to hang all my other parts off of. And in the middle of my mobile, I was thinking of maybe sculpting a whale tail.
Chase explains her work will eventually include polymer clay, glass, driftwood, and scallop shells.
I think it's really neat that it'll end up in the library and people be able to go in and see it.
At another table, Iris Case and Julie Hersey are working together.
I'm working on a bird that's made out of shells, and we have feathers here that I'm making the wings out of and the tail to hang on the mobile. And I made some barnacles and hot glued them together, and it made a beak for my bird.
And Julie, what are you working on over there?
Well, this is going to be what that hangs from. And we're excited to donate something to the library because there's so much beautiful art at the library made by people like you, Joe,
yes,
and lots of community members. So this will be fun to do something for the teen room. Iris is not quite a teen yet, but, you know, pretty soon.
Not far off.
Not far, a couple years. And then for years she'll be able to go in there and go, yeah, I made that. So we're having a great time and really glad that Doris put this opportunity together.
People can come to one or all of the remaining three workshops. They are Saturdays in March from 1 to 4, and they're down at the old Locks by the Docks building behind Keto's Cave. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.